This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
Tonight on The Affair, Brett and the other Brett are celebrating all things from the land of the long white cloud, New Zealand, in preparation for marriage equality coming this Monday.
We also pose the question, is Australia still the lucky country or is New Zealand the more progressive one? Find out tonight on The Kiwi Affair.
The Affair on Joy
94.9. Well, thank you very much, Brettie. Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. Kia ora. I'll warn you now, that's the first of many Maori words I will be mispronouncing tonight.
The only one that I remember was, you know that beautiful song, and it's... And it's that beautiful hardy hardy. I can't, yeah, see.
Yeah, no.
I tried to Google it.
Yep.
Do you think I was successful? Because Rotorua, I just got pictures of mountains.
Yeah, Rota Vegas, as the locals call it. I did actually try to get us an authentic New Zealander in the studio with me tonight, but she wouldn't do it. So big hello to Lee. Hello.
Hello, Lee.
Look, kia ora.
Kia ora to Lee. Now, obviously, tonight on The Affair, the reason why we're dedicating it to our friends on the other side of the Tasman, across the ponds between New York and London, across the Tasman is between Australia and New Zealand, is because this coming Monday, if you're a same-sex person, you can marry someone of the same sex.
Yep, you can indeed. Just 3 hours flight away. So,
fantastic. So we're going to pose the question tonight. Are you going to get hitched up in New Zealand?
Well, I'm not personally. Are you?
I don't know. I think I might. I don't know.
Really?
I think I might. If Andrew, do you want to get hitched?
There you go. That's possibly the first proposal you've ever heard live on air on Joy 94.9. If you are planning to head across to New Zealand to get hitched, let us know.
Absolutely. And look, tonight, obviously, we're going to be not only talking all things New Zealand, but we are going to be playing some great artists. Now, I'd like to say we've had this out, haven't we, Brad?
Mm-hmm.
There is no Dave Dobbin playing tonight.
No disappointment there. No slice of heaven.
No. I did want to play the girl who had the bad remix of Jackie.
Jackie. Is she from New Zealand? I missed that song.
Kiwi.
I was living overseas when that song came out. And when I came back, everyone was like talking about this song. And I'm going, what is this song?
I woke up with your name on my lips.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Goodness. So instead, we're actually going to play something else. Loud by Stan Walker. You're on The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
A very Kiwi affair tonight on Joy 94.9, and that was Daniel Bedingfield, who is a Kiwi, like all our artists tonight. Well, he's one of those Kiwis who was born there and then ran away somewhere else. So
now you know that there was I just saw it on YouTube today about the towel incident of Daniel Bedingfield.
Someone stole my towel.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, Daniel Bedingfield is now a judge on X Factor in New Zealand.
Ah, really? Oh. That's interesting. Hey, the question tonight, because it's all about marriage equality in New Zealand, which comes into place this Monday,
yep.
We're asking everyone, are you going to go to New Zealand to get married? Oh, no, we've got a bit of a shout-out to play from the general manager.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
After you, Brett.
Okay, it's
it's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Okay, so look, it's a message from Conrad, our general manager,
yes.
And he's saying kia ora to Brett Squared. That's us.
Oh,
and can I just say, I also had a message from my Kiwi friend who said that my pronunciation was pretty good.
Oh, well done. Chookers to you.
Yeah. I rock. I rock. Anyway, Conrad is glad to hear that we're celebrating everything Kiwi. And yes, we do have quite a few Kiwis here at the station. I saw one walk past just before. We should have roped Shannon in. Not Chappell, the other Shannon.
The other Shannon.
Yeah.
Now, look, Brett, the biggest thing about Australia and New Zealand is this apparent rivalry that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I know... What's the sporting match tonight?
Okay, so...
I have no idea.
Here I go where I pretend I know what I'm talking about. Tonight in Sydney, it's the Bledisloe Cup. Now, that is a rugby match, Brody, and it's being played between the Qantas Wallabies, our side, and the New Zealand All Blacks.
Now, the Wallabies are the green ones, aren't they?
Green and yellow.
Green and yellow.
And the All Blacks are the black jersey with the white...
Hence the name All Blacks.
Yep. So there you go. So anyway, so this has been going on for years. This rugby match
not
the particular match hasn't been going for years, but this history of rugby matches.
Yes.
Anyway, so but usually New Zealand wins, but last year, good on New Zealand. Okay, last year it ended in a draw. Okay, which wasn't a win, but that ended New Zealand's 16 game winning streak.
Wow.
Yeah. So the Wallabies are hoping to. Crack an 11-year drought tonight. So that's all happening in Sydney at 8 p.m. Australian time.
Do you know, all you needed then was a hat with corks on and a tucker box to slap your thigh or your knee on.
Yep.
And you couldn't have been more Australian than Brady.
So there you go. So those of you who are interested in watching, and even if you're not interested in the match, some of those players are not unattractive. So you might want to check it out.
Now, we've had this discussion about sports stars with Hickey, because Hickey's going to be, we'll be calling Hickey in a short while, our missing co-host, who's actually in New Zealand, mm-hmm. Auckland, as we speak.
Because that's the budget we've got on this show.
We stretch across the Tasman.
That's right. We've flown him over just for tonight's episode.
But it's quite interesting because I still have not visited New Zealand, and it's one of those places where I do actually want to go, mm-hmm. but it's one of those things of, well, oh, it's just there, so I'll get to it eventually. But what I found really fascinating is about Australia and New Zealand, because obviously, yes, we do have a difference, but we are quite similar.
Yeah.
How progressive New Zealand is. And I'm not just talking about this coming marriage equality.
Right.
I'm talking about in 1895, they were the first country in the world to give women the right to vote. Australia was, I think, the second country around about 1900.
Yeah, we were very early. Oh,
we were early, which is still quite good, but we lagged.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 1840, now... I do apologise if I pronounce New Zealand words incorrectly.
Well, we know I'm an expert, so because I can say kia ora.
Well, the wonderful thing was the Treaty of, is it Waitangi?
Waitangi.
Waitangi, apologies. Now, this was signed between it recognised the Maori ownership of the lands of New Zealand, as well as it was the British sort of saying, well, we'll recognise you, but you're part of the empire now, basically.
We've taken you over.
We've taken you over, but you are now British subjects. That didn't really happen during colonial days in Australia with our indigenous population, did it?
No, we didn't treat them quite as well.
Yes, yes. Now, another thing as well, we did not give our indigenous population in Australia the right to vote till 1967.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a little bit of Australia's lagging behind New Zealand.
Yeah, they do seem a little bit... They had a female prime minister a long time before we did, didn't they?
Well, it's funny you should say that, Brett, because it was the first country in the world to have the top three positions of power held simultaneously, held by three women.
Wow.
And it was the Prime Minister, Helen Clark, the Governor-General, Dame Sylvia Cartwright. Now, that does sound like Dame the name of a dame.
Dame Cartwright. Sylvia. Dame Sylvia.
And the Chief Justice was, I think it's Shian Elias. Okay. Or Elias. So I do apologise if I've pronounced Sian's name incorrectly. So I was really impressed by that. Now, of course, Australia did have a Prime Minister and we do have a Governor-General still who is a female, which is wonderful. But again, we always seem to follow New Zealand. They seem to be a little bit more progressive when it comes to social issues.
Yeah, good on them, I say.
Absolutely. Now, some of the other interesting facts that I thought I heard about New Zealand.
Okay.
So, they don't just have one national anthem, Brett.
Right.
So, we have Advance Australia Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So, they recognise God Save the Queen and God Defend New Zealand.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. And obviously, the Queen is still their figurehead because they're still part of the Commonwealth of Nations.
And then, of course, they've also got, like, the Maori Queen and that's a whole other kind of...
Oh, yes, that's a whole different... Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Not to be confused.
Now, what I found interesting, that New Zealand was originally part of the colony of New South Wales.
Okay.
Which I never knew. And I did know this fact, that when Australia was trying to bring the states in for federation, we actually went over to New Zealand and actually said, would you like to join in?
Yeah, we did ask them and they went, yeah, no thanks.
No.
We're having a happy old time
exactly.
over here by ourselves.
So you sort of think, oh, well, you know. But it's interesting, the Constitution still will allow, if New Zealand knocks on Australia's door one day and said, you know what, the South Island's going to be a state and the North Island's going to be a state, it is still within our Constitution that we can recognise them.
I don't think it's going to happen, to be honest.
No, because I think the other ties that we have with New Zealand, economic, health, education, those types of links, will bind our countries together. And there's always been a bit of an argument about, will the Australian dollar replace the New Zealand dollar? But there's too much national pride in New Zealand to do that. And I understand that.
To be honest, why would you sign on to be part of us? Really? You're just going to be treated like Tasmania. Really?
Oh, Brett, you can't say that. Do you mean that Australia's really Sydney-centric? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying budget-wise, government-wise... You know,
economically, they'd be better off just quickly.
Well, yeah. So, look, if I was New Zealand, I'd stay over there by yourself. Anyway, why would they join up? We'd probably try to repeal their marriage equality
exactly.
laws.
Exactly. Well, they're the progressive. We should be, if anything, we should be looking at New Zealand every time they introduce something culturally or a social change. We should be going, you know.
Let's do that a few years later.
Let's do that maybe a few years later.
Yeah.
Brady, you've chosen a wonderful little track tonight, haven't you?
I have.
Yes.
I've gone back into the history of time and again...
History of time.
The history of time.
Excellent.
Yes. The history of time on clocks. So look, this is a blast from the past. It's QED, lead singer Jenny Morris, who is from New Zealand.
Yes.
They only ever had three singles and then they disbanded and she, of course, went on to a huge solo career. But I love this song.
I'm feeling a little bit of like... Oh, a bit of neon, yes.
Yeah. The video clip has a purple, shiny, metallic jacket with shoulder pads.
Excellent. You're on the New Zealand Affair with Brett and Brett on Joy 94.9.
Can't bring myself to say hello, hello. I'm speaking, I'm quite sure you hear. I know you want to because you made it clear.
Joy 94.9.
It is the Kiwi Affair tonight on Joy 94.9 with Brett and the other Brett. And Brady, I was doing so well with all my pronunciation
yes.
and stuff. I forgot the Queen died. The Maori Queen died in 2006. It's now a king. I've put my foot in it.
Oh,
so, anyway,
well, look, we'd like to apologise
yes,
for...
I apologise to King Tuhishia,
well,
whose
going
name
to
I
any
got completely wrong.
Any balls at the embassy now,
no,
Brett?
No,
but put your little Christian Dior away.
Do you know they come from a little town called Huntley, which I've been to.
Oh, is it nice?
Yeah.
Oh, gorgeous.
It's cute.
Are we joined by our missing co-host at the
have
moment?
Have we got a queen in New Zealand?
Kia ora, y'all.
Kia ora.
Now, I have a Maori phrase for you that I want to test out your pronunciation, Brett, since you said you're so good at it.
No, okay? I didn't say that. I said at the start I was going to mispronounce everything, and then I got a little bit of encouragement and I ran with
it. Okay, I want you to repeat after me. He papa kauta mo na takatapui I kone.
What he just said.
She just made that up, you know that.
No, I bet it's something offensive.
Yeah, it's probably something offensive.
Don't say it with me. Hey, pau pau kauta.
Hey, pau pau kauta.
Mona.
Mona.
Takatapui.
Takatapui.
Ikone.
Ikone.
That means, are there any gay bars around?
Oh, well, are there?
What's the answer to that question?
Many, 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 many.
Really? Has Auckland just gone gay? Has it become super gay?
Has become so gay, it's unbelievable. Now in the news, Byron did mention that one station was doing a huge thing in Rotorua, but another station, ZM, which is going to do something right down the street, very close by to where I live, is going to actually throw a huge wedding at a Unitarian church. Yes, it's very nice. And to be very honest with you, there's going to be media coverage galore. All the stations are covering it. They, you know, if you are a same-sex couple and you're planning to get married, you probably have a camera crew following yourself right
now.
Wow.
So is this a wedding or a mass wedding?
This is a wedding. They won a competition called the Most Fabulous Wedding Ever. And it was quite notable. Now, the one sort of downside is that they are sending the winners to not the most home, let's say, gay-friendly countries.
Oh, please don't tell me they're
going to Russia.
Fiji. Yeah. Well, it's technically illegal.
Can I just, I was just going to say, clearly, Hickey, Brett, and myself do not want to go to Fiji anytime soon.
Hickey, everyone's jumping on this, doing a big thing for the wedding. Are they still doing the one in the plane?
They are still doing the, yes, Air New Zealand is still doing the one on the plane.
So they're taking off so that they can, taking off so they'll be in the air and be like the first people to marry, is that right?
Well, they won't be technically the first, but they will be up there. I mean, for national pride, we kind of have to have a New Zealand couple be the first.
Of course, of course. Imagine in New Zealand, even an Australian couple got married before a Kiwi couple. Oh, God. That's all
I
can
say. Do you know, this is New Zealand humor for you. There is a New Zealand there is an Australian couple from Newcastle that is coming to New Zealand to get married. They're from Newcastle.
Yes.
You know, and you know, since I used to live in Sydney, there's a couple of arched eyebrows right there. And
are you saying that Newcastle may be a substandard Sydney?
I am not saying a single thing. I'm saying Newcastle is a city in New South Wales.
All right, excellent.
And from that, but they are being wed at Te Papa, so, and as you know, Wellington just had some earthquakes, so that's New Zealand humor for you. Te Papa is our national museum, I should say, in Wellington.
Okay. Oh. That's a locals joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was a real locals joke.
Okay. Yeah.
And look, a big shout out to everyone in Wellington and Seddon. Is that where it was centered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys might get a kick out of this.
Yes.
During the recent earthquake, actually, one of the biggest things trending was not pray for New Zealand, but actually get drunk with New Zealand and swear with New Zealand.
Oh.
That was our reaction to the quake. So I sort of, that's how we deal with, you know, natural disasters, because we are the shaky Isles.
I don't pay much attention to those trending Twitter newfangled things myself.
Here's one of the most interesting things. Now, I know a lot of our listeners are probably New Zealanders who are considering getting married, but they live full-time in Australia.
Yes.
So if they are overseas, one of the ways they can get the whole deal, except for the proper marriage license, taken care of by just going to the High Commission, getting their stat deck. Brett being a lawyer, what's the stat deck?
It's a statutory declaration.
Yes, so they can get that signed by a Commonwealth representative.
Yes.
And then that can be sent to the registry office in New Zealand or potentially in Sydney or in London.
Oh, right.
Yes, so you can get the whole shebang done ahead of time.
So are you saying that technically you could get married at a New Zealand embassy?
Not quite.
Okay.
You can actually just, because it takes 3 days
yes.
to get the marriage license.
But if we just hopped on a plane, so if Andy and I just hopped on a plane tonight, well, let's say Monday when it's law, and we just rocked up to
you actually
the...
could do that now, believe it or not.
Because, okay.
Yes, from Friday is when they were taking applications because it takes 3 days.
Oh, so technically you could put your application in on a Monday in Australia.
Yes.
Then get on the plane Friday night and get shacked up on Saturday. Is that what you're saying, Hickey?
Bingo.
Oh, well, that's very efficient.
Mm. And it's very cheap, depending on the kind of wedding you plan to have. Now, if you want to just do a registry office, which I would do if I was actually going to go down the marriage route.
Yeah, I'm kind of low-key. I think that would be my style.
Yeah, I'd want to spend the money on the reception.
Can I just digress completely for 2 seconds?
Yes.
There was an article in the Huffington Post during the week about these gay guys who got married, I think it was in California, and they had a Batman theme, and all the guests had to go as, like, superheroes. It set the marriage equality cause back years. Anyway, go forth, continue.
Well, yes. I shudder at that, but then I'm the kind of person that gets horrified at public declarations. I automatically turn you down no matter how I feel about you.
When you say public declarations, you don't mean someone like coming out and going,
"Here,
the king is dead. I declare the new day is a break."
So anyway, it costs and I'm going to do the translation into Australian dollars.
Okay. Isn't it one Australian dollar to a million New Zealand dollars? Is that still how it goes?
Our currency is actually going up. And
yes, you are. Ours is going down, downtown. Absolutely.
In Australian dollars, for a registry office ceremony, it is approximately $153.21. In New Zealand dollars, if you want to use an approved marriage celebrant, it's $122.60.
Right.
So yes, we're giving our celebrants some serious money there.
So are you you're not going to be pushing the gay wedding as a side business, are you, Hickey?
I can assure you. Absolutely not.
If you sure?
Anything, as a divorcee, I'm not in any way, shape, or form interested.
Can you still say divorcee? Well, clearly.
I am a divorcee. I am a gay divorcee.
Why not? In the true sense of the word. Now, Hickey, so we're all gay, clearly.
Yes.
Have you spoken to non-gays about this issue? Are they kind of seeing it as a big thing as well?
Well, no, and this is why I love this country.
Yes.
Is that it's sort of just like, now you can go see what we've gone through all these years.
So they're a bit like, oh, you know what? Kathy Griffin said the same thing. She said, you guys, you just be really careful because when you get married, trust me, sex stops and it's all downhill from there.
And I was like, concur.
As the gay divorcee.
So as the
no,
gay
because
divorcee.
I noticed, I was looking at some opinion polls and they're not kind of evenly, they're quite evenly split. It's not like, 80% of New Zealanders are going, yeah, let's have the gays marriage. It's like, 49% for, 48 against. It's kind of, they're similar figures to what we've got here.
The whole issue actually happened in a very interesting way. We realized that there was this gap and that was sort of preventing people because we've had civil unions for many years here.
Yes, but civil unions, I mean, we could question the whole thing around civil unions.
I've often wanted to say to my partner, will you civil union me?
Yeah, because that's so romantic and that really means something in the eyes of the law.
Civil unions, the whole reason is that marriage has such a religious component.
True.
And that was the reason why civil unions was seen as the first, a sort of way of stopgapping it, but it didn't really incorporate everything. So now we sort of figured, okay, let's just put the marriage side on it.
As a quick side point, Hickey, now, obviously, because you're from America, so America has some amazing china sets which you would normally give as a wedding gift. And I just found this out the other day. If you have a china set that, let's just say, you smash a few cups and saucers or have a china set that is not mismatched, but you've had to replace it, it's actually called a marriage.
Really?
Yes. So I've always thought that was quite nice. And, of course, it relates back to, because it is a traditional wedding gift, because that's the next thing I was actually going to ask you. What are the traditional wedding
gifts?
And
also, when you start fighting, it's what you throw at each other.
Well, really? Okay.
The traditional wedding gift, yes, I would say, depends on the couple.
But what about in today's context of gay marriages?
In today's context, I would say a very good broadband connection is a very good marriage gift.
Tick.
I can assure you, once you get married, you're going to be using the internet a lot.
So I don't have to send over any China sets or his and his or hers and hers towels, what you're saying.
No. But one of the things the marriage thing does is it does actually allow for our transgender friends, because we often forget about the T in LGBT.
Absolutely.
And that it does sort of take care of a lot of the loops that they've had there.
Yes.
So a lot of the information I have is courtesy of gayinz.com, so they're very helpful. And I receive no remuneration for it.
Or remuneration, even.
I'm taking care of the legal thing because we've got a lawyer right there.
All right. You're taking care of business, aren't you, dear?
I am taking care of business. Now, I will say that I will personally, if there are any New Zealand citizens out there, if you're willing to deal with about 5 months of celibacy, as well before there's any hanky-panky whatsoever, and have a steady income, I am open.
You know, there is Grindr for that type of thing.
You're so appealing, Hickey. I'm sure the proposals will be coming.
Absolutely. So all our hopeful listeners in Auckland and Wellington and all the other lovely parts of New Zealand, Hickey is there for the taking.
Your proverbial ass in rugby, I should point out that one thing that Australia has that New Zealand does not yet have is actually an openly gay rugby player.
That's true. That's
true. And that is one thing that is very shocking and very one thing that
Ian Bloody Roberts, mate.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, do you mean New Zealand doesn't?
Yes, he's saying that we've got it.
Oh, I thought you said New Zealand. Oh. I wasn't paying attention.
I was feathering Australia's coattails.
I'm sorry,
Hickey. You can't realise when I'm saying something.
Okay, Hickey, well, that's your homework for the next couple of weeks is to go and...
hunt down a gay rugby player, mate.
Yes. I will do my best.
Hickey, we love speaking to you and we will catch up very soon. Thank you so much. Hope it all goes well next week.
You're very welcome.
Excellent. And we'll catch up with you soon across the Tasman.
Great.
Ciao for now, darling.
Ciao, Kia ora.
You're listening to Brett and Brett on A Very New Zealand Affair on Joy 94.9 tonight.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.au.
Was the fantastic Split Ends with I've Got You on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Brett on The Affair. It's a very New Zealand affair tonight, isn't it, Brett?
A Kiwi affair, yes.
Now, we're going to do some... Thank you for the wonderful Hickey Pryor, who filled us in. Filled us in a lot, didn't he?
On all what's going on with the gay marriage kicking off on Monday morning, New Zealand time.
Absolutely. Now, Brett, you've got some slang.
Okay, so look, you know what? It wouldn't be a New Zealand show. And look, the New Zealanders have a great sense of humour.
They do. They
I have
do.
A lot of Kiwi friends, and they all have a great sense of humour. They will not find this offensive before anyone complains about it, okay? So look, what I thought I'd do... Ready, is I hit you up with a few words and see if you can tell me what they are. Okay?
Excellent, excellent.
Okay.
All right.
So look, a few of them are going to be obvious. So look, we'll start off with an easy one.
Yeah.
Jandals.
Thongs.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay. Chili bin.
Chili bin. Wheelie bin? Chili bin.
Think about it.
Chili bin. Oh, esky.
Yes. Very good, very good.
Chili bin, I like that.
Yeah, okay. This one, Mike. Jersey.
Jersey. Now jersey is like a jumper, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of like a sweater. Okay. Dairy.
Dairy.
Yeah.
Now, do they mean this is the milk bar or your corner shop?
Very good.
Ah.
Yeah. When I first heard that one, I had absolutely no idea.
We haven't rehearsed this, by the way.
No. So he actually has absolutely no idea.
Yes.
Candy floss.
Candy floss. Candy floss. Isn't that the same as fairy floss?
Fairy floss.
Yeah.
Section.
Section. A section.
Yeah.
C-section? Or a section.
Okay, would you like me to use it in a sentence?
Yes, please.
My dad has a big section.
Oh, well, I'm not going to say that. legs.
No.
Not doodle. No.
It's like a block of land. It's like your block.
Oh.
My house is on a big section.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to love this one. I was going to save this one till last, but look,
I'll
throw it in now.
Yes.
Twink.
Oh, look, it can't be the same as Twink worldwide for a young gay man. No?
No.
Twink. Does it rhyme?
No.
Could you use it in a sentence?
I made a mistake. I'm going to get some twink.
I made a mistake. I'm going to get some twink. I'll look like some help.
No, it's what we commonly call liquid paper.
Twink?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Twink.
Okay, we'll give you some easy ones.
Okay.
Sweet as.
Pie. No, sorry.
It's not complete this sentence.
Sweet as, sorry. I thought I was in another game then. Okay, no. Sweet as means like good mate. Yeah,
cool, awesome.
Yeah, cool, awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Choice.
Choice is like a fine, like that's a fine article you've chosen. Like that's choice.
Yeah, like it's choice really cut. Good. Really,
yeah,
good.
Really good. Yeah,
really good. Look, I think we've pretty much come to the end. Pakaru, not Hikaru.
Pakaru.
Or Pakaru.
Puckaroo.
Yeah.
Oh, puckaroo. That's not a kiss. Like
no.
A puck. Like
no.
To pucker up.
No.
No? What
no.
is it?
Pucker is actually Eskimo for kiss.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that Eskimos have 8 or 9 different words for snow? I know the Finnish do.
I have heard that.
Yes.
I don't know if it's true,
Someone
though.
Should SMS us in at 0427 Joy 949.
We ask the hard questions here on The Affair.
Look, light entertainment slot between 6 and 7, Brady.
Anyway, so look, kind of like this show, Pakaru is not broken. I'm sorry, it's not working. It's broken.
Really?
Yeah, something is Pakaru. Which kind of almost rhymes like some other word that you might use instead.
Oh, so when we say it's like, yes.
Yep. Okay.
Got it.
Here's an easy one, which you should know if you're paying attention. Kia ora.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hello and goodbye, like aloha?
Yeah.
You know how aloha and ciao can say hello, goodbye?
I think so, but I could be putting my foot in it. I don't really know.
Okay.
I don't really know. Pakia?
Pakia. Oh, no, don't know.
That's what the Maoris call the whites.
Really? We're Pakias?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. The Tiki Tour?
The Tiki Tour. Yep. Is that like the Grand Tour?
No, it's kind of like you got a bit lost on the way, so you took a roundabout way to get there. Oh, we took the Tiki Tour to get here. Sorry, we're late.
Okay, so not like... Okay, yes.
Yep. That'll do.
Okay. Oh, yep. Like the tiki.
Hungy. Do you know what a hungy is?
Oh, I'd like to know.
Surely you know what a hungy is.
No, I don't.
Really?
No, I don't.
I clearly
know.
Spend far too much time with the Kiwis. It's when they put the meat in the ground. You know, they bury it in the ground and cook it.
Actually, a few different countries of the world do that with meat, and it depends on because the heat. Do they put a fire on top of it, or is it near a fire? Like you dig it near a fire?
Yeah, it's a pit in the ground. And you keep it in there for hours and hours, and it makes the meat really, really tender. It's kind of like slow cooking. Old version of slow cooking.
I'm sure a lot of Pacific Islands have something very similar, and they call it slightly different. But I'm sure either Spain or one of the Mediterranean islands, like Malta. Or something similar, or maybe in the northern Africa, the lower part of the Mediterranean, they do something
kind of
very
like
similar.
Kind of
And you think about it, it actually makes sense. You know, you dig a little hole, pop your meat in, go away,
come back later, and there
do
you go.
Some shopping, there you go. Done. Yeah. Dinner for everyone.
You can have yourself a party.
I think we've got a lot to learn from our wonderful brothers and sisters over the Tasman.
Mm-hmm.
I have to stop myself saying over the pond.
Over the water.
Over the water. And they're doing such a wonderful thing. I'm so proud of New Zealand. Marriage equality for everyone now.
Yay
in New
to them.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Brett on The Very Kiwi Affair.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
We've come to the end of A Very Kiwi Affair, and the Greeks do the slow cooking thing like the Maoris do with the hungy.
I know. Big thank you to Hen and Wes for that last little bit of a bit of a message on the show, and thank you for all the lovely messages tonight. Now, Brady, obviously we'll be back next week.
We will be back next week.
Absolutely. And to play us out tonight, now, this was a recommendation of yourself, Kimbra, who I'd never heard of prior to this. And can I say, I think she's awesome.
She was on that massive Gautier song.
Was that her?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Who's blonde this week? Clearly, it's the other Brett. Big thank you to Hickey. And well, we'll see everyone next week, won't we, Brittany?
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Hey, this is Kimbra, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station.
I wanna settle down. I wanna settle down. Won't you settle down with me? Settle down. We can settle at a table. A table for two. Won't you wine and dine with me? Settle down. I wanna raise a child. I wanna raise a child. Won't you raise a child?
Joy 94.9.
Hey, you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.